Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 24th of February of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Steve Jobs, famous high-neck black shirt wearer, tech entrepreneur, and sadly failed medical self-experimenter. Today in history, in 1582, Pope Gregory VIII announced the Gregorian calendar. So it's weird that today isn't the beginning of the year. But sure, Pope Greg, just bend people's understanding of time to your conventional will. Of course, the next 100 years was marked by the violent Time Wars, where the social justice warriors of the 1580s said it was sexist to let a man decide how days should be counted, and they decided to randomly assign dates by lottery. After 30% of the population of Europe at the time was decimated by the Time Wars, the movement collapsed, mainly because nobody could figure out when their meetings were supposed to be. And today in 1970, National Public Radio, or NPR, was founded, starting the inevitable process of building the career of Ira Glass. So, of course, today's celebration is randomly assigned Day-Day, which you can celebrate on any day of the year you choose by wearing the traditional hat with a flaming calendar on it and refusing to show up for appointments. Your guest today is one of our favourites, historical Raj reenactor and interplanetary space lawyer, Anuvab Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alice. How are you? How is the other planet doing?
I mean, it's doing well. You've just come back from a quick trip to Mars to check that the regulations that you put in place last time you were there were being properly enacted.
That is correct. Mars is right now, their legal system is on their winter break, so I can practice on Earth for a bit.
And of course, you're back just in time for Central Excise Date. Coming up today, we will be marking the massive celebrations that celebrate Central Excise Date in India by talking all the latest in Central Excise Festival news. But first, some headlines from around the world. In the news today, the Democratic race in America has hit a new high, with next week's primaries debate to take place in a state-of-the-art mud-wrestling octagon suspended by gold and platinum chains somewhere in the Midwest. Candidates will strip down to their underwear and shout political slogans while throwing down in a specially sourced muck made out of burned-down and reconstituted $50 bills and badly thought through legislative provisions, physically enacting the ways in which money in the American economy goes to the spectacle of politics rather than the business of responsible government. And Russia has begun fulfilling the order by India of S-400 surface-to-air missile systems that were purchased in 2018. The full shipment is projected to arrive by the end of 2021 after the 2018 deal in which India signed a $5 billion contract for the delivery, drawing warnings from the US that such an acquisition would trigger sanctions as part of a wider program against Russia. Russian officials are quoted as saying it's a good deal for India because they love missiles and we were always going to deliver the missiles somewhere. The $50 billion was to make sure we delivered them slowly by land rather than much, much, much faster by air. And as Black History Month draws to a close, activist and football player Bernardrick McKinry of the NFL Houston Texans is leading a campaign for Black Futurism Month, because while black history is full of suffering, oppression and achievement against great odds, everyone loves an inside linebacker on a hoverboard. In response to claims that he just wants a hoverboard and he can probably buy a hoverboard with his NFL salary, he's responded, "It's not just about me having a hoverboard, it's about people of all races and creeds having access to a hoverboard. It's about the fact that people think young black men can't be on a hoverboard. This is the change I want to see in the world." And that is your headlines for today. And now it's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. I don't know if you know this, but you can't email anything three-dimensional. Sure, you can tweet a death threat or a sexy text, popularly known as a sextual message, but is it really personal if it doesn't smell like you? Need to send a bundle of items to a friend or enemy but can't figure out how to get it across suburbs or international borders? If you're haunted by unset packages, there's only one question to ask. Who are you going to call? Post Shuttlers. Post Shuttlers, also known as the National Postal Service, will take your mail and for a small or large fee deliver it into a box in the physical proximity of the person you want it delivered to. Connect with your loved ones at the speed of transport. Post Shuttlers. It's moving stuff. And small piece of desiccated coconut stuck in your throat? Try half a glass of water. The moisture will help you swallow the coconut, and next time you can try fresh coconut instead. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Heavy Metals Engineering Board of Engineers, who like half a glass of water sometimes. Please consult your physician before consuming desiccated coconut, and if choking symptoms persist, remember the Heimlich manoeuvre has been debunked, so you better get Googling ASAP. And here's an ad submitted by a listener, Anastasia Knaziak. Want to be better at cricket? Want a willowy and perfect form? Depressed at test matches only lasting 4 days? I have the bit of a scout uniform where you put the badges stored in slightly less than 11 Egyptian spice blends. That's right, it's a sash in 10 dukkas, guaranteed to return you to a golden state of cricket simply by owning it. Sash in 10 dukkas, score a boundary with your next pun run. Nice work, Anastasia. I'll send through our bank details via email. And that is your ads for today.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story today, the latest in Central Excise Festival news. Anuvab Pal, you are on the ground in India where it's all going off to celebrate the Central Excise Date. Can you explain what's happening there? It looks like chaos.
Well, I'm actually really upset. Alice, you know, as an intergalactic tax and audit expert, I'm really upset that the rest of the world is not taking this massive Indian festival seriously. I know in different parts of the world, people have heard of Diwali, our Indian festival of lights, Holi, the Indian festival of colours. But our biggest, biggest festival is Central Excise Day. It's massive here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Don't be misled by reports which say lots of Indians have been Googling what the hell is excise. And don't be misled by reports that the largest thing on Quora is Indians asking, why do we celebrate Central Excise Day? Why is that even a thing? Don't be misled by those things. It is indeed a massive Indian holiday. What had happened was on the 24th of February 1944, the Central Board of Excise and Customs in India, which was basically three British people named Reginald, Nathanian and Horace, got together and made the Department of Indian Revenue and said, if Indians consume salt, booze or tobacco, they're made in India, we're going to tax them. And since that day, that law's been around, and it basically means that if you are being taxed for it, you like cigarettes, you like alcohol, and you like buying local cigarettes and alcohol, and the worst of these things, you like salt. So it is a day where you could either come out to the world and say, yes, I like salt, I like booze, and I like cigarettes, and damn it, I'm going to pay this tax.
Yes, and of course, the celebrations are sort of very intense, where people will pile up salt and set it on fire, or put it out with cigarettes and then set it on fire again and cover it with booze. Like, it's all quite a violent and colourful celebration, not to, you know, impose colonial ideas of the way in which your country celebrates. But from here, it just looks like everyone's going about this very large and seemingly extremely peaceful celebration with just absolute vigour.
You know, it's all going off here. You know, it's as they say in your country, it's kicking off in India, you know. And the main thing is that, you know, there's a thing where you pile this off, you start this fire, and then millions of people, you know, turn their phones towards to each other and say, I've paid this tax. You know, and you see it online and they've paid the tax and they don't care. And it's that kind of admitting to each other that they drink, they have salt and they smoke and they pay this tax. That really should sort of catch on. You know, I personally have been writing a song called Central Excise Tax Day, yay, 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 to the tune of God Save the Queen. And it's picking up. You know, I've got four people on Spotify. You know, I only have 1.229 billion to go. But, you know, my four listeners, all called Ramesh, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're really spreading the word. And it can be a thing, because I really cannot understand, Alice. I'm really in a conundrum here as to why the rest of the world are not celebrating this festival.
I know it doesn't look much like we're celebrating, obviously, because we don't have such a violent celebration, but people are walking around with Central Excise Day T-shirts on, which is to say projecting their expected life expectancy, depending on how much salt, cigarettes and alcohol they consume. And a lot of people are just taking a quiet minute to worry about their own taxes. So it is not going completely unmarked in these countries, though, of course, it is much bigger celebration in your native land.
Yes, exactly. This is the day where puns should come into play. You know, I wore a T-shirt all day that said, I excise, you know, like...
I think Nish Kumar's Get Jacked workout brand has one of those as well.
Yes. I mean, Nish runs many dubious businesses in India. and one of them is this T-shirt thing.
And that's all we have time for on our top story today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alison Guest, that's you today, Anubhav.
Yes.
I'm trying to be the best me I can be, but it's not very good. How do I be a better me when I'm not even sure who I am? Kind regards, mid-existential Chris. I'm sorry, mid-existential Chris, it's hard to be you. Why don't you try being the best me you can be? I highly recommend that. I have quite a nice time in my life. So if you try to be me, I would enjoy that. Please, if you do try to be me, take a photograph and send it to us. I'm on Twitter at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. And producer Chris is on Twitter at producer Chris. We would love to see pictures of you being the best me you can be.
Now,
yes?
Alice, sorry to interrupt. I have a quick question for Chris, and I guess I need your advice on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Chris would have finally have an identity if he's so struggling? if he started paying some damn excise tax. At least he'd know who he is. I'm Chris and I pay my excise.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you don't know who you are until you've seen your tax bill.
Exactly. It would give him a starting point. You know, after that, he can pay various other Indian taxes, like the octroi, which is a truck duty that you pay from state to state when you carry goods of a certain size. You can pay an educational cess tax, which is a tax we pay to help infants and kindergartners through school. But those are sub-identities. The excise will at least give Chris a beginning identity, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And of course, you are reporting from the heart of the excise celebrations in India. And I wish you good luck. I hope you get to avoid all of the fires on your way home, and may all of your taxes be proportionate.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, you idiot, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest for today is our historical Raj reenactor and interplanetary lawyer, Anubhav Pal. Thank you for taking time out of the excise celebrations to spend time with us. Do you have anything to plug?
Yes, Alice. I will be in the United Kingdom, which as a country, I'm told. I will be there from the 27th of April, which is very close to Hitler's birthday, to do a stand-up comedy show titled Democracy and Disco Dancing, which is based on my Edinburgh show from the previous year. And here's the big benefit for UK attendees of this event. No excise tax will be levied. I'm sad about that, but that's how it is.
I mean, it's a shame, but that's what happens when you do travel internationally. You lose your national excise tax and have to submit to the tax system of a different country. While you are in England, I will be in Australia doing my show Kronos at the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth Comedy Festivals. Look that up online. I'm also available on patreon.com/AliceFraser. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser, and the executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.